see her. She was ringing her daughter about the Thomas thing. All right, city council meeting for Tuesday, October 15th, 2019 is called to order. Invocation, Pastor Brandon Moore, Orange Beach Community Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this wonderful day that you blessed us with. And again, we thank you for this wonderful place that we're able to live and live in the splendor of your creation. And God, we pray for this meeting tonight that everything that takes place here, everything that's said and done, Father, would be to your glory. And Father, the decisions that are made, the things that are discussed, that all of it would be for the betterment of this community and for the people that live here. And that, Father, that we would just look for your wisdom and guidance in making those decisions for our leaders, that they would seek that out in you, Father. And again, just that everything that happens here tonight would bring you glory and honor, even through this time of just discussing the business of the city. But, Father, it's still all for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with four additional items, the first being approval of a special events liquor license for Anchor Bar and Grill, the second and third, the approval of two special event liquor licenses for A Restaurant Group, and the fourth, a resolution designating depositories and authorized signatures on bank depositories.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering previous minutes from our work session, Orange Beach Healthcare Authority regular council meeting, committee of the whole from 9/17/19. For no objections, read the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? There are no corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by the council?
I have one, Mayor. Just wanted to let everyone know that next Wednesday night at the Conservation Hall at the Gulf State Park, there's going to be a sneak preview screening of a documentary called Stories in Rhyme. And it is about the history of the Songwriters Festival in Orange Beach, which is the longest running Songwriters Festival in the country, if you can believe that or not. So the gentleman that did the documentary, when he started talking to the songwriters, it became more of a documentary about Joe Gilchrist, because the songwriters are saying, without Joe doing this and all the years that he's done it, some of their careers would have never taken off. So it's they say it's very, very good. They're hoping to have two showings. If they have enough people, they will do two showings. I'm also going to try and get another screening somewhere here in Orange Beach. But I have some information up here and some cards, but it's next Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, no charge. So if you need something to do, here's some information about it up here.
Mayor, on Wednesday, October 30th, we have our second foray into community theater with a dinner murder mystery written by our very own Jessica Langston. Tickets are $50, three-course meal from Anchor Bar, Cash Bar, and a wonderful murder mystery dinner. So if anybody needs a ticket, you may get them online at the city website, or I just happen to have a few. So just come see me afterwards.
Or did you say the 30th or 31st?
The 30th. Wednesday, the 30th of October.
Okay, I thought you said Thursday, the 30th. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was just trying. Okay. Wednesday night.
Just a congratulations and a good luck to one of our own Orange Beach residents. Councilman Silver's son will be going to play in XFL at the Seattle Dragons. So good luck to y'all and your family.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a long road, but
it's a big deal.
They flew him out yesterday out to Seattle, and he's sent me a lot of pictures. So he's there. He's not being drafted. He's already signed his contract. But they're drafting today and drafting tomorrow, so we'll see what it leads to. But I appreciate the community
awesome.
Support.
It's good.
That's
been,
great.
Been awesome.
Absolutely.
Also, we want to keep Officer Sloan with our police department. Everyone, please keep him in your thoughts and prayers. He's in the hospital in Pensacola. And some surgery tomorrow, so please keep him and his family in your thoughts and prayers.
moving to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, moving to new business under miscellaneous. It's an additional approval of a special events retail liquor license application, Anchor Bar, October 30th, 2019, Orange Beach Coastal Arts Center.
Move to approve it.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition. Approval of special events retail liquor license by Restaurant Group, the Sassy Bass, November 8th through 10th at the Wharf.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of special event retail liquor license, Restaurant Group, Sassy Bass, November 9th, 2019, Orange Beach Event Center.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? What's the event?
Y'all better have a lot of liquor. That's when Alabama plays LSU. And you're quiet.
The earth will stand still.
Doing it.
There's going to be some sassy basses.
Yeah. So are you predicting, Jeff?
No,
that
just
your prediction?
Taunting, sir. Just taunting.
So what's the event?
It's Island Fights.
Island what?
Island Fights.
Island Fights. Okay.
Oh, there may be an Island Fight.
Huh?
Yeah, it's not Island Fights.
So it's MMA. Oh, man, I like it. MMA and alcohol. Great combination, yeah. Sounds like the floor of Bama.
I was going to ask you, are you going?
Yeah, is that where I was going? All right. Well, somebody chewed me out on Facebook about the LSU flag joke. Just wanted you to know. And I said, well, my best friend gave me that one, Jeff Boyd from Baton Rouge. So. Resolution awarding the bid for 2019 roadway resurfacing and trail paving project, NIFWIF, to amount to $694,000. That's not NIFWIF. What is it?
No.
Is that, what
Northwest
is it?
Florida.
Northwest Florida.
Northwest Florida. Okay. Gotcha. I'm sorry. Not to exceed $694,282.31.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a medical services agreement for firefighter physical examination, Southern Rapid Health Cares.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of an amendment to the grant agreement with the Alabama Department of Conservation, Natural Resources for the update of the city's comprehensive plan to extend end date March 31st, 2020.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of an interim right-of-way use agreement with the Mac Metro Access Transmission Services, Verizon.
Move to adopt a resolution.
Second.
Lord, any discussion?
Chair, are you good with this?
Yes.
Okay.
This is, they'll be installing some fiber in our right-of-way.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, resolution designated depositories and authorized signatures on bank depositories.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Public hearing. Public hearing for phase two of the fiber optic development agreement with Island Fiber. Hang on a second. I'm trying to decipher how. Is this three separate public hearings?
So first it's just the public hearing and then you vote on the resolution.
I got you. Okay. Mm-hmm. I misread this. It looked confusing. Yeah. Anyway, so we know how this works. Who's going to do a presentation? Do we have a presentation?
I don't think we have one.
You have none? Okay. That's fine. Everybody's familiar with it. We know what we're doing.
Familiar with it.
Any questions?
I am halfway through the 18-page document. I would really like a little... like one more work session to get through it if I possibly can, because I don't really want to be thorough in reading it.
Was there any time push, Jerry, on this?
No.
We're good? Okay.
I think we'll be all right. Yeah.
Then I'm good with that. So,
Joni and I talked a little bit, and I gave her some of the safeguards we had in there, and I think she'll see it when she finishes reading it, so it's good.
Okay. Well, does anybody in the audience have a comment or anything they'd like to say about?
Unity Fiber has some trucks out today.
Are they somebody else?
Yes.
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 They had two, Unity had two trucks out today, one up here and one over here, so.
Yeah, I saw that, Mike, and that was Unity Fiber. Well, Unity Fiber has more fiber in Orange Beach than anybody does, so I'm sure they were just doing some maintenance work on their backbone system.
Okay, anyone else? We'll close the public hearing then. So we want to table this, right?
Move to table.
Second.
And call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay, public hearing of ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Northern Amenities Master Plan, Pandion Ridge, PUD. Griffin?
Yeah, this is at the Pandion Ridge RV Resort, and it's a major modification to the PUD master plan for a recreational area that would be located on 4.32 acres at the entrance into Pandion Ridge. The Planning Commission heard this at their September 2019 meeting and gave it a favorable recommendation on an 8-0 vote. If we go to the next slide. Yeah, this shows the site location. Again, it's at the intersection of Eagle Way, which goes into Pandion Ridge and Canal Road, just north of the where the RVs are located. Next slide. The driveway access will be on Eagle Way. There will be a golf course area in the northern part of this project area, 18 holes, and then below that, there will be an area for a rope course and climbing structures. That area will be around 10,400 square feet. Then below that, there will be an area designated for batting cages. That will be around 7,200 square feet as far as that area. But they want to have the right to substitute, if they don't want to do batting cages, to have like pickleball courts, basketball courts, tennis courts, volleyball courts, and et cetera. There will be one building on the site that will be around the golf course area. It'll be around 2,300 square feet, and it'll be used for check-ins, concessions, and restrooms. This will be open to the general public. It will not be just for the patrons there at the resort. Anybody will be able to go, and they'll have 50 parking spaces, so they do exceed what they're stating is required. If we go to the next slide, this shows the proposed master plan. Just shows you where the golf course area and then the rope course climbing structure is going to be located, and then the where the batting cages are below that. Then next slide, this is going to be an architectural elevation of the check-in building at the golf course. And next slide, these were just staff and planning commission conditions. It's just making some minor revisions to the proposed plan. So if there are any questions.
Any questions for Griffin?
I don't have any.
I don't. Very well. Very good, Griffin. When you don't have any questions, you do an outstanding job.
Thank you.
Anything to do with greenery? Any plants, any landscaping other than what's right there along the highway? That's going to be nice.
Yeah, I think most of the landscaping is along the perimeters, along Canal and Eagle Way.
Do you know what that is or what they're proposing?
Woody?
Okay.
Probably hardwood shade trees. Mm-hmm. And we had talked at Planning Commission that they would reinforce that building to provide some shelter for a storm. Has that been discussed further?
Yeah.
some discussion with the applicant. What we're looking for is anytime we have new recreational vehicle parks or expansions of existing is for them to have part of a clubhouse structure or something that could serve as a shelter in times of bad weather for these people that are in RVs. However, the building at this site is really too small for that, and because of the function of it being concessions and office space, it really would not serve as a shelter. However, in conversation with the applicant, they are planning a phase two of the actual RV park that will have a clubhouse, and he said that he would be willing to make that structure shelter rated to serve that purpose.
Good. Thank you, Randy.
That's basically why I was going to say the same thing. The architects for the clubhouse and so forth, they're still working on some general design. Once we get some ideas, we'll come meet with Lanny and anybody else with staff and sort of go through those plans and make sure that everything is in accordance and everybody's on the same page as far as expectations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ursula.
John?
Mini golf.
Anyone else?
John, that's something you and I will be able to compete on. I'll pick you up.
He won't be under par, though, John.
I think it will be well received by the community the location.
He's
really big holes.
The batting cages are an excellent idea.
Okay, if no one else has a question, we'll close the public hearing. Moving to ordinance, the first reading, ordinance pending ordinance number 172, Northern Amenities Master Plan, Pandion Ridge. Okay, if there's no move, motion on unanimous consent.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn and move right into committee of the whole. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, call the committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, October 15th, 2019 to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Cannon?
Here. Considering the previous minutes of our work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole of 10-1-2019, move forward for review. Moving to miscellaneous, number one has been deferred. Discuss donations of surplus property. We have in the past sold a lot of the stuff for pennies on the dollar. And in talking with some of our friends and mayors in Summerdale, Perdido, Alberta, they need a lot of our surplus. And I'd like to suggest we start making donations of our equipment to them. I think we've all agreed with that.
Perdido Beach, Alabama.
Yes.
And let's not forget Repton, our sister city up there.
So if that's good with y'all. Okay, we got a couple of pieces coming up that we're going to send out. So, all right. Approval of a 2018 audited financials.
Got a copy of
it. Is everybody good?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'd like for him too, as much as we pay him. Absolutely. Word for word, brother. Yeah, Pete.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you all for everything. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, moving to resolutions. Resolution amending the organizational chart for the City of Orange Beach. Everybody good with that?
I'm good with it.
Okay. I think it's just a regulation that needed to be, check a box.
Yes.
So,
Wanda, you're good with it?
I'm good with it, and I would like to compliment Renee Eberle on her putting it together. I mean, the reason it looks the way it does is because she did that.
Very nice.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you, Renee.
We can still color in.
You want colors?
No,
you
want
like colors.
Ken and I both like colors.
All right. Resolution authorizing the execution of a sub award grant agreement with the Nature Conservancy for the NERDA-funded restoration alternatives analysis conservation management plan, not to exceed $446,822.
Philip.
I don't think we pay that, do we?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Philip.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with McCullough Architects, provide construction administration for the Coastal Resources Office, not to exceed $18,000.
And this is?
That's oversight of the building on our marina property?
Yes.
For right. Coastal Resources?
Yes.
And it's just $1,000 a month, not to exceed 18
months. 18 months.
So
perfect.
Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Sawgrass Consulting, Civil Marine Construction Engineering Inspection Services, bidding assistance for the Coastal Resources Facility, not to exceed $30,000. This is for the docks and everything of civil oriented, right?
Yes.
Same yes.
Okay. Same project.
This is a continuation of our selection of the architectural groups when
no.
we did the workshop.
No, this is management of the project, the civil side
right.
of the Coastal Resource Office that STED helped design.
Design.
STED design.
Right.
But this is really because we're built on that peninsula. It was an old marina. We don't know what we're going to get into civil-wise when they start the construction. So whoever gets the bid and builds it, they will now manage and get us through the project until the CO. So
that's
if
right.
there's any questions, it comes back to STED's company on the building.
Sawgrass
on the civil and docks.
We will still maintain and choose who gets the bid.
Yes, well,
the construction bid.
Yeah.
The construction bid, yeah.
But they're going to help us put together those documents.
The documents for that bid.
Yes.
Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture. Provide plans, construction assistant, oversight for trail maintenance shop, wildlife center, not to exceed $37,500. Everybody good with that? Resolution authorizing the execution of a ground lease between the City of Orange Beach and Auburn University for the Gulf Coast Engineering Research Station. That is happening. And
okay.
that is for the southern half of the property. The property is subdivided as
that's
it
right.
is, so it's the back half. Okay.
For the public, the red and yellow and gray area at the bottom is the project we were just describing on the peninsula for Coastal Resources Office and docks.
Bill, will they eventually share docks or will they build their own docks on the north end of that marina area?
They'll probably build out around that L from here on around and probably eventually bulk at this side to maintain some depth to get a bigger vessel into the basin. Build their own and probably be a little heavier construction than what we require.
Gotcha. It changes the beach.
I hope it does, because the beach is a great amenity. I hope that doesn't have to change.
Oh, I said it will change the beach.
Well, but I hope it doesn't, what I'm getting at.
Right.
I mean, I hope that we can work around that in some way. I know there's a dredging component because of that beach, but that beach is a nice amenity for boaters. I'd like to see that stay if we can. So All right. Resolution authorizing execution of professional service agreement with SANE Associates Transportation Traffic Engineering Services. Okay. Y'all good?
Yes.
Thank you, Jerry, for bringing them to the table. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Sawgrass for civil engineering, land surveying, construction management services. Is that good? Resolution reappointing Susan Boggs to the Gulf Shores Orange Beach Tourism Board of Directors. Susan, you good with that? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Susan, how long have you served now?
Yes.
I remember that.
Second pool term.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate your representation.
Yep, absolutely.
Resolution awarding the proposal for the Orange Beach High School Middle School Bell. We've asked for a scaled drawing to see if this bell is big enough. We don't want a jingle bell. We want a bell.
That's
bell.
Right.
So.
We don't want a gong.
Yeah. So we're going to.
So this going to be an automatic bell, or their kids going to be like in the old Catholic school, getting run up there and pull the rope?
Actually, looking at both.
We received one proposal back, but it was actually really good. It was the school's contractor, because they have to be licensed in the state of Alabama, and they're working with Verdon, which is a really well-known bell company that does the Disney bells, and they did the OWA bell tower and some of the other bell towers around here, the Foley one as well. So they're very good with the bell system. So mainly it's the issue of how much the bell tower that we have at Orange Beach High School can hold the weight of it. So there may be some adjustments as far as trying to up that.
There's a 5,000-pound limit right now on current construction or structure.
Jeff, you'll be comfortable. It's going to be Denny. It'll be Denny Chimes South.
It's pretty good, Jerry.
5,000 pounds. That's a big one.
Well,
yeah.
You'd be surprised at how much a bell weighs.
Yeah,
it's not as big as you think.
When you
so.
See the bell in the photo, which Renee has that information posted, and then based on the size of the top of the bell tower, we're concerned about proportion. Now, that also leads to, if that's the max weight, then that's discussion of how can we close in to look right in some ways. So
we're going to work on it. We're going to figure it out.
Not a jingle bell.
Nope.
And it does have a gong sound.
Resolution awarding that's what we just did. Okay, ordinances, reminder, public hearing, first reading for the ordinance amending. Ordinance number 172, Lot 80, Terry Cove Harbor, PUD setback variance, November 5th. Y'all good with that? Anybody in the audience have anything? Open the floor up. Getting out of here early.
Did you mention anything about the reception at the Arts Center?
Arts of Fire.
I didn't, but you can in just a minute because the gentleman's there and you get.
No worries whatsoever. I'll make this quick because I have a future robotics engineer at Expect Excellence right now, which I have to be there to get. But I just want to make a quick announcement. I'm usually here for exciting announcements. This one is not as exciting, but it still needs to be made. The Fall Reconnect week for October 19th through the 26th has had to be canceled. Not that families still aren't coming in. It's just not going to be a large enough group to utilize the city resources and the support that you guys have offered. So we want to save that for a future date. Originally, it was scheduled for September. I had to move it to October due to my personal health reasons and a few other things. At the end of the day, it's not for lack of participation or our booming economy, which is you guys have seen for the last few weeks. But honestly, it's a six-month planning process to put that event together, and I try to cram it in 6 weeks. So as the leader of Operation Reconnect, I take full responsibility. I take that on the chin. But we are going to regroup, re-strategize. I'm going to see if Mark Anderson and a few people can help us get the message out for the spring week that we will continue to do. And our normal operations do continue. I had four properties come in this past weekend just for this coming up week. But we have another 25 families scheduled for November. So, again, our operations will continue. We're going to target another week in the spring to have the full community collaboration and participation, which is what we are rooted in. And that's still a goal of mine. We will still focus on that, and long term, we'll continue bringing military families here.
I don't want you to sell yourself short, because what you've done is huge, and it's a huge impact on a lot of folks. It's a huge impact, and it means a lot to them. So don't sell yourself short, because we can't say enough thank yous for what you've done. Okay.
Well, I have no problem admitting we may have lost the battle on this fall week, but the war to turn the city of Orange Beach into the combat veteran capital of the United States is still on our agenda and is our mission.
That's right, ma'am.
So, again, any support, if there's any rental management companies, anybody listening to this, come join us, because we're going to make next year's spring week pretty awesome. I'm not going to dangle any carrots, but just stay tuned. And if anybody has any questions or needs anything from us at Operation Reconnect, please let us know. I got to go get this little guy from robotics. You guys have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Mayor, I do want to mention one thing, thinking ahead. And, Mike, this is really – did you get with Mr. Joby Smith? Did he get with you? Did we get that about the potluck? November potluck? Well, it made me realize, so Mike and the potluck group want to invite Joby Smith, new Baldwin 911 director, to be our speaker, but also that potluck. Is that the first November, first Monday in November? So that'd be November 4th. So we won't have another council meeting, but November 4th is also Fireman and Policeman of the Year Awards. So we'll start pushing that. You all see that. So Monday, November 4th, and then Mike has secured our speaker.
And we're counting on
fried chicken and, yes. Is that good with you?
Mr. Allen kind of brought up this Thursday at the Art Center is Arts of Fire. If you've not been to that event, it's very, very nice. Things going on the grounds, raccoon firing. Maya will be doing that, some glass demonstrations. So, you know, come on out and enjoy that. But also on Sunday, we are going to be having the Baldwin Pops also in the courtyard at the Art Center. This will actually be the 11th year that we've hosted the Baldwin Pops. So, of course, you know, if you remember back the first few years, it was at Waterfront Park, and then when construction and such was going on, we had to move it over to the Senior Center, which worked out to be a great location for many years. But now, with the beautiful grounds at the Art Center, it's time to move it back to that property. The conductor came out actually after last year's concert. We walked over, and he just loved that courtyard. So although it's a beautiful view out back, he felt that the acoustics of the music bouncing off that building and projecting out will just be a wonderful thing. So it's going to be in the courtyard from 5 until 6:30, and the Art Center will open about an hour ahead of time. So it'll be open at 4 o'clock for folks that want to come and enjoy, and there'll be a lot of people maybe from Foley or Robertsdale or whatever who've never seen our Art Center. Mm-hmm. So it'll be an awesome opportunity for them to see what we have going on down here. So 5 to 6:30 on Sunday. It's a free concert. It's just a great time. Bring a picnic, you know, your favorite drink, and just come out and sit and have a good time in the park.
Thank you, Jeannie.
All right. Go ahead.
October 31st is Halloween, so graphic alert there. And then November 1st, the Orange Beach Elementary School PTO is having Rock the Block Fall Festival. I believe it's 5:30 to 8:30, but that portion of Wilson will be closed. And so the from the
Thank you, ma'am. Last football game is next Thursday. Gulf Shores at home. So should be a rock'em sock'em event. So, yep. Chomp, chomp. Go ahead. What now?
I'm sorry. I'm going to miss it. I'll be out west. But y'all enjoy that.
We'll stream it.
We'll
stream it. You watch.
I think there's a special T-shirt for that going around, too. Isn't there, Mayor?
Oh, I've heard.
Yeah. If I saw a picture of it,
I know nothing. I know nothing. Yeah.
And at present, we have our youth dove hunt scheduled for Saturday, November 2nd at Alligator Alley. I'm waiting on a final confirmation from Wesley Moore, the property owner, on that, but looks like it's a go for right now.
Great. Thank you, Chris. That's a big deal. Jerry, did you say something?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Anything else, anybody?
As you can see, we're supporting
Yep.
breast cancer awareness this month. Do you still have some of these available?
We have got shirts are actually due in, I think, tomorrow. The shirts that we have for sale, all the benefits will go to King Heels Foundation. So, that's
so
go.
Swing by the fire department and get you one of these.
Yes.
Okay. Entertain a motion.
Move to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.